This is PFW in Progress.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
PFW in Progress.
I grew up in a tough neighborhood. We used to say you can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word.
With Fred Kirsch.
You afraid to come out from behind your men? You afraid to stand up for yourself?
You want to do it now? You want to do it right now?
Where's the gabagoo? He's like, there's no gabagoo. He's like, there's no gabagoo.
What?
Easy.
You talk to me like that in front of my son? You and your family.
Paul Perillo.
Isn't that just like a wop who brings a knife to a gunfight?
Get out of here, you daggle bastard.
And Andy. And Andy?
Yes, I knew it. That's all you need, one thieving wop on the team. I said that you're a lying member of a no-good race.
Andy Hart.
Much better than you, you stinking Irish pig.
Oh, I like it.
Some guy named Tom.
I want that son of a dead. I want him dead. I want you to get this where he breathes. I want you to find this Nancy boy. I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground.
PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Tuesday here at Gillette Stadium. Weather is beautiful. They're actually replacing all the turf with grass. Did you know
that? They're putting it on top, yeah.
I know.
A lot of stuff going on.
I wanted
on.
To get people alarmed.
Yeah. A lot of stuff going on at the stadium, Fred.
Argentina's playing Brazil.
Brazil, yeah.
So they have to play on
grass.
That's
Friday, right? Yeah. One of those FIFA rules. They can't play on artificial turf.
Well, why is that, Fred? You're
because they're pompous jerks.
Okay. As long as there was a logical reason.
Yeah. So.
But a lot of activity at the stadium. Though.
Yeah.
You know, the rolls of sod going in and out of the concourses.
Construction for Patriot Place. Yeah, Eric's back from Egypt.
We've already visited that.
But who's not here? Andy is not here. Apparently, he's taking Tuesdays off for the rest of the summer.
Tuesdays with Andy. Sounds like a book.
Tuesdays with Andy.
So he's
out. As long as he's not here.
He's out.
Good thing.
Tom's out.
Tom's not here either. Yeah. Tom's been out for a couple days.
Yeah.
Not feeling well.
Not feeling well. So we'll have to just do it ourselves, me, Paul, and Eric, with Gary in the booth, and no lunch.
No lunch. Evidently, the Andy not here whining about it. That hurt. That hurt the cause this week.
Yep. But I do have to right off the top here.
You got to talk about this.
Mention James Cuff.
Yeah,
and,
this is great.
And PFWinprogress.com that he's building as we speak. It's really he's doing a great job. I have to say. And if he ever has advertising on it, I'm going to shut it down. But other than that, it's a great site.
Well, first, we should mention, when Paul and I walked into the studio, we came and the first thing we saw on the console here at our mics was these little printed out pictures.
Courtesy of Gary.
Of all of us.
Right.
Which came from that site, which had our heads superimposed on Patriots players, or football players, I should say.
Well, and the Patriots fans are superimposed on Patriots players,
exactly.
We should point out. And Andy and Tom, who don't really care about the Patriots.
Exactly.
Andy's is superimposed on Bo Jackson. Mm-hmm. Tom's is on Tony Romo.
And I have Wes Welker.
Yeah. I have Drew Bledsoe. And
I've
and,
got
and
Vinatieri.
Eric's got Vinatieri.
Yeah. So great job by James. So if you're listening and you want to check it out while you're listening, it's PFWinprogress.com. And he's also got this great map of the world.
Oh, yeah. That's
and he's got pins in it, virtual pins for all, you know, where people have called in from all over the world. And so, again, you know, if you're out there and you haven't called in and you're from some far-reaching area away from New England, give us a call or email, webradio@patriots.com. The phone number is 508-543-7482, and so that you can get your pin stuck in the map.
I love this move that Barry Sanders makes on Harlan Barnett in 1994.
That's the one they always show.
Turns him all the way around.
Yeah, twice. Yeah.
Barely got a hand on him.
Yeah. So
Harlan Barnett.
Yeah.
That's who that was?
Yeah.
I would have never picked that name out.
That's because you're not a Patriots fan like me, Eric. Maybe I should put you in with
I'm not 85 years old like you either.
Oh, wow.
You actually,
wow, playing the part of Andy Hart is
pretty close. 79, but you know.
All right. All right, so web radio at Patriots.
I don't know what you're talking about anyway. I'm in my 30s still. Anyway.
Patriots have shored up the offensive line. We're all set for 08. Oliver Ross, 10-year veteran, didn't play last year.
Journeyman.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to do a study. If I can get more time to waste, Fred, I want to do a study on how many guys Belichick has signed in his whatever, 9 years here now, 8 years? This is eighth year?
Since 2000, so.
Yeah, whatever. Eight. I can't add. I was told there'd be no math. How many guys he signed that did not play football the previous year?
Right.
That seems to be a staple of his.
Yep. Well, these guys kind of fall off the radar of other teams. And
for a reason.
You know, and our doctors are better, and so that we can diagnose whether or not he's going to have a shot to come back from the injury. So it's good.
And in turn, we pick up guys like, you know, T.J. Slaughter and, you know.
Eddie Jackson's,
you know,
of the world.
And the like.
Right.
And they don't end up actually ever putting a Patriot
uniform on.
It's
all worth trying at this point.
Eddie Jackson actually did get in a game or two last year, I think.
He did, and he was hurt last year. Right. It wasn't like he didn't play.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so, yeah, like you said, there's a lot of activity going on here at the stadium.
Well, we had passing camp last week.
Right.
We got mini camp
coming
up
at the end of this weekend.
Right. When do they actually come in for that, though? I mean,
they're in.
Monday.
They were in yesterday.
I think that they'll probably do some work during the course of the week. Our aspect of it, for our purposes, is Friday.
Right.
Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
And then they'll have the golf tournament, which we talked about last week a little bit.
Monday.
It'll be on Monday.
Yep.
So it's a busy time around the stadium. Busy, a lot of activity, kind of just that little lull is coming up. Right after this is that lull, that calm before the storm, and then it's all over.
Right.
Then once you get into the middle of July, that's when camp starts for them. We don't really get access to it till the end of July, but all the rookies and anybody coming off an injury, they'll be here, you know, July 15th or so,
right,
working out for a full week or two before we get to
the first public day,
have access of it.
They haven't announced any schedules yet, but it probably will be around the 24th or 25th of July.
That's what I was figuring. The first day that we usually have access is,
right,
is one of those Fridays in late July. So I was thinking maybe the 25th.
Yep. So that'll be coming up. Other than that, league news, I guess Pac-Man Jones is – free to practice with the team.
Did you find that a little odd?
Well,
not that he's being reinstated, but reinstated in increments.
I think Goodell is just giving him some rope and seeing if he'll hang himself. He doesn't want to do the free reinstatement, you know.
But if he gets reinstated,
yep,
just hypothetically, and I didn't read it all, so maybe I'm all wet here and I don't know all the details. But if he got reinstated and it was just a blanket reinstatement and he did something wrong, couldn't Goodell just say, all right, three strikes and you're out? I gave you a chance. You're out. What's the difference?
Maybe it's
he's like on academic probation.
Yeah, I don't know if it might be a CBA thing. It might be a contractual thing. Once he's fully reinstated, then he has certain rights that now he wouldn't. I don't know. I don't know.
Or maybe he's setting benchmarks for him to say, all right, if you can, you know.
But like Paul says, you know, if he screws up, he's going to get canned.
He's going to be in trouble.
He is, but like I said, maybe the stipulation is tied to his purse strings.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know, but
that could be. You know, maybe as it is now, he doesn't get his. Well, he's not getting any salary now anyway because they don't get their salary until game checks.
Right.
Until they get their game checks. So
I saw on the internet yesterday the Giants got their rings from Tiffany's.
I did see that.
I wasn't impressed.
No, I wasn't either. You know what? I thought it was a nice ring, Fred, but no color.
Yeah,
you know, like the Patriots ring had the nice was it the garnet and they had the red and the blue. I figured the Giants would have in the NY maybe have that be blue.
A little blue.
Now what? Yeah. The Justins, did they lose the account or whatever?
Year,
it's a new.
They bid on it and the team gets to select who they wanted.
Yeah. Tiffany's did it.
Tiffany probably.
For the Giants. It's a nice ring.
The New York relationship.
Right.
Probably.
Did you see the ring itself, Fred? It's a nice ring.
Yeah,
I just thought there was no color.
It's a nice ring.
It was a little
ring.
Bland.
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
Yeah, Andy and I were looking at it on Friday, I think, last week. It's a ring. They're all the same. They're all gaudy.
So
and
a big
ridiculously,
silver, shiny thing.
Yeah.
They're all ridiculously over whatever.
I agree with you, though. A little bit of red and blue would probably look
a little
nice.
Color, I think, would have made it. I think that's one of the aspects of the Patriots ring I like the most is the little Elvis with the red and the blue in it.
Yeah. Now, the gold has really gone off the map. Nobody uses gold anymore.
Yeah.
Well, if you're the 49ers and you win one, they should use gold.
Like I said, no one uses gold anymore.
All
right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. What other news is out there? Anything?
Celtics start Thursday night.
Celtics Thursday night, yeah.
How are you coming on my tickets?
Apparently, a lot.
I spent a good chunk of the afternoon trying to weasel my way into.
Apparently,
that game.
A lot of Patriots will be at that game
Thursday.
Yeah,
but not Sunday.
The HC.
So I was thinking. I was thinking maybe on Sunday that. I could get my way to weasel in there.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you try that other avenue you were going to?
Oh, I went all kinds of avenues.
That didn't work out for you?
No. I told you, I wasted the whole afternoon yesterday trying to do it.
None of your buddies over at
all this negativity that's
out?
In this town
no.
sucks.
I haven't really.
No.
You know how I don't look at my guy lining up under the wrong guy. I don't.
I remember that. That was funny.
He meant to do that.
I don't. I'm not very good at that, Fred.
Yeah, schmoozing.
Yeah. Well, right. For the purpose of benefiting myself, you right. know what I mean. I don't. Well, I don't have any problem asking you.
Yeah, Paul would. He would just rather come out and say it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But he would just take it himself.
Museum is coming along. Going to be open in mid-August. Just a lot of stuff going on. You know.
You confident about that date?
For soft opening, absolutely.
Soft open. What do you mean?
Well, the grand opening will probably be at the end of August.
Ribbon cutting and all that.
Yeah, you know? That kind of thing. But you know, I know Andy Hart. Doesn't feel like anything's going to be done, but it's going to
well,
be done.
Well, he's, you know, he's always pessimistic.
No, not by the time that you say it's going to be done.
It is.
Just basing on appearances alone.
Right.
I don't see it being done that quickly.
Why?
Because it looks like a mess up.
I know, but I'm telling you, it's going to be done. It's going to be done.
Okay.
Gary just handed
me the ring.
The Giants
that's the Giants ring, and I think if that NY there.
Yeah.
That's crusted. Like, if that had some color in it, I think it would be a much better ring.
And red.
It's a nice ring. I mean, it's very similar sure. to the Patriots style, mm-hmm. but I think the Patriots is nicer looking.
It's got the three How's Lombardi that, trophies.
There you go.
World champions. The NY. Yeah.
I figured that you'd be mad at them for putting three trophies on it.
No, I have no problem with that.
Because I know you make fun of the Raiders for that.
You know.
Why?
That to do with
they win three trophies?
They did, but
yeah, but it's,
errors. You know. Different areas.
So it doesn't count.
So it's not like a dynasty like this
right,
one.
Right.
I see what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. Right. It's not a dynasty.
That's why I thought he would make fun of the Giants for doing
it's
it.
Not a dynasty.
It's not, you know, one was in the 80s,
sure.
one was in the 90s,
right.
and one was
different
in
head coaches.
The 2000s.
Right.
I will have to say
the
that
aughts.
if anyone out there listening works in a mid to large size company, we're going to start looking for a presenting sponsor for Patriots.com Radio.
Full bore. We're going full steam ahead here.
Not just this show. But
and the bigger the company, the better, because then I could probably hit the company up for tickets in the future.
Right.
For the Celtics.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bigger than Conley's.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, we're talking literally thousands of spots between now and, you know, if you did a one-year thing, you would have so many radio spots. It would be unbelievable. And that's not even counting the extra bonus spots you get when people download it.
And Fred, we were also discussing yesterday the Patriots.com radio brand that we're trying to sort of expand a little bit. And one of the things we talked about that our boy Eric is kind of reluctant, but we can maybe talk to the listeners and see how they feel. The Patriots playbook with John Rook. We're looking to get Eric a change of venue.
You guys are just trying to kick me off the show, isn't it?
Well, that's true.
Is what it is.
That is absolutely
let's,
true.
Let's
we don't
call
like
a spade
you.
A spade.
We don't like you, and now we're feeling bad because you don't like us.
We're trying to allocate people so that we beef up all. In fact, Brian Lowe's going to have a show.
Brian Lowe's going to have the Fantasy Lowdown.
Thursdays.
See what we did there?
I think
the
Thursdays
lowdown.
At 4. He's going to have his own fantasy show from 4 to 5. I'm working on maybe an alumni show on Wednesdays from 4 to 5. 4 to 6, maybe.
So the weekly programming
Cherry
is going to be a little.
What's that?
The weekly programming is going to be a little bit expanded. I'm
trying to get some variety.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here on Patriots.com Radio is going to be the place to be for
let me just,
Patriots.
But now a lot of people who listen to us also cross over and they listen to John Rook during the
sure.
season. And he does it by himself. And I think Eric,
and I think it would be a better show if we had someone else to do it.
Yeah.
You're not going to get rid of me this easily. Let me just say that right now.
Well, you'll do what I say.
Well, yeah. maybe, but
I
mean, my friend
has to pull rank. He has to pull rank.
No, but I'm
not going to make it easy for him.
I would think that you, because you guys get guests. Gary actually gets that show guests.
That's
guests
true.
Don't necessarily help.
Sometimes they don't, but sometimes they do. You know, it depends on the nature of the show. I think in Rook's case, you know, you talk to some upcoming opponents, you know, media from the upcoming, you know, city. Help you write your stories for PFW.
Rook's not going to take shots at me.
I know he won't.
He will.
That's what I've come to expect on this
no,
show.
No, but the listeners
don't make it sound like that you'll miss the shots that we take at you. You want to kill us every day by the time the show's over.
Well, that's what makes people want to listen to the show.
Yeah,
though.
I know, but you don't like it, so
we can always do the crossover anyway.
Right.
We can get our shots in as we go. Hey, guy.
But I think it would be interesting.
Why do you think? Was I clamoring for bigger versions of this?
You're going to go sign autographs with that now? Or are you going to frame it and put it in your bedroom?
So I'd like to know from some of our listeners what they think of what do we call it? One person wanted to call it the Rook and the Queen, but we're not going to call it that.
How about the Roadies?
One per
I was thinking
who's
thinking
this one
of this
person?
This morning.
One of our listeners.
Yeah, someone said it last week.
Oh, you brought this up last week?
The Rook and the Queen, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Look at now we see how he's all hurt.
You don't like it.
So don't pretend that you like it. Just accept the fact that you hate us.
I didn't say I liked it. I just said that's what I've come to expect.
I was thinking of the Roadies, Fred. Rook and Scalavino, both Rhode Island guys. They're the Roadies.
And potential Rhodes Scholars.
Well, that could be too. Yeah. They
potential.
They think
oh,
they're
Rhodes Scholars?
They think they're Rhodes Scholars.
Right.
I would rather slam dance butt naked with a porcupine than go through that again.
What?
Fred, what?
The Roadies, huh? Okay.
Well, it's just the first thing that popped into my head. I'm not in love with it or anything.
All right. Nice.
And we could spell it with a Y instead of I-E-S. It would be like Y.
Yeah. You like that, Eric?
Oh, better than the Rook and the Queen. I mean, come on.
You don't like Rook and the Queen?
I was
it's
a big
funny,
fan of the Rook and the Queen.
You know, I don't know how long I could stand it.
All right. We'll have to think about that. Gary, what do you think? Dagmar in Miami. Oh, there's someone on the phone named Dagmar. Dagmar, how you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Oh, I feel bad for you guys because I just heard that you guys don't have lunch for today. But,
well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
These things happen.
Yeah. No, basically...
well, we thought you were calling to rectify that situation. Evidently, I was mistaken.
Yeah. I wish I could. I didn't know you guys were like you didn't. I thought you had already someone for today. We'll be next time.
That's okay.
Let's see what we can do about that. Basically, I'm a first time caller. I'm like you say, you know, I'm in Miami down here. Have to deal with all the dolphin thing down here and all the Patriots hate. But basically,
hi, this is Ty Law. Welcome to Miami.
Yeah. I want to know exactly because I always look at the like just a part of what it is Patriots Inside on Patriots Today. I want to know exactly what's the name of the channel because I have a satellite service down here, and I want to know exactly the name of the channel where they usually broadcast, you know, like Patriots news and everything.
Well, I don't think they do. I don't think if you have access to WCVB in Boston off your satellite, you can watch the Patriots coaches show on Saturday mornings at 11 called Patriots All Access.
But I think
Saturday
you would
morning.
Saturday it's, but yeah, it's only during the season.
During the season it's on Saturday mornings, I believe at 11. I think you're right, Fred, and it's called Patriots All Access, but I think that you would only the only way you would get access to that is if you had the local Boston affiliate, which is WCVB.
Of ABC.
Of ABC. And I don't know if that is available on your satellite package or how that works. They do occasionally have shows during the off season, but they're not regularly scheduled.
Yeah. But what you want to see if it, what you want to see is if you can get WCVB Boston ABC affiliate. The other thing you want to see if you can get is Channel 38, WSB. What is the name?
That'll be the UPN.
Yeah. Oh, the UPN from Boston. Because then,
I think I got that one.
Okay, if you get UPN from Boston, you'll get the fifth quarter show, which is the show that comes on after games, and there's a Saturday show that they do as well for the Patriots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. And then, of course, you always got Patriots.com where you can watch Patriots Today.
Yeah, that's what I usually do every day. I check it out, but now in the off season, they usually what they do is only on Wednesdays.
Yeah, once a week.
Once
right.
a week now.
Yeah,
right.
once every week.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm used to that. And during the season, what I do is usually I check it out like every day, so I get all the details and news and what's going on with the team.
All right, cool, Dagmar. Have you seen PFWinProgress.com yet?
I think so. I'm not subscribing yet, but I've visited some of I usually what I read is all the answers that you guys have, you know, for all the questions that people write to you.
Right, ask PFW. But this is a new site that somebody just built just for this show. It's called www.pfwinprogress.com. Go there.
Okay.
Go there and check it out. Let us know what you think.
Is that the one that requires like a login or
no login?
Okay, let me write it down again. Can you say that again?
PFWinprogress.com.
Okay.
All one word.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Dagmar.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks for the call,
Dagmar from Miami. Nice.
Obviously, a dedicated fan though. He's looking to watch things like All Access. That you can't really get outside of the local market here. So
right,
I'm in Providence. I'm an hour south of Boston. I can't even get the Boston affiliates on my cable channel. This guy's getting them down in Miami.
Hey, strippers is buying lunch.
Oh,
you're the best.
He's the best. Speaking of strippers,
and he says I don't listen to Rook because it's him by himself. I would listen if Eric was aboard.
Now, here's what you have to ask yourself with a guy like Strippers who likes to have some fun with us and take some shots at us, which is great because that's what we love. You some have to wonder if he's saying that to you because he wants to get you off the show.
Yeah. That was my first thought, actually.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Strippers, you're a nice man.
And Todd has a clarification. Todd's the one that came up with the name of the show.
Nova Scotia Todd?
He said the show, actually, his name was Patriots Checkmate. And the listeners will figure out on their own that it's a rook and a queen.
You're giving the listeners a little too much credit there, aren't you?
Well, you're already bashing your new listeners? You don't even have a show
what
yet.
This is what he does, Fred.
You haven't even started yet. You're already making fun of him.
That's what I got to do, Fred.
What are some of the names of the shows of, like, NPR shows and stuff? Can we come up?
Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
Can we come up with some kind of spin
some sort
on one of those?
Type
because
of
that's
thing?
That,
like that?
Exactly.
Right,
what did he say?
Erudite. He uses that word. That one of those words that I can only spell, I can't really pronounce. That's right. The kinds of words that he likes to use.
Oh, speaking of spelling. Remember the other day we were watching the Scripps Spelling Bee?
Yes.
And we came down here and we were saying we should do an NFL version of the Spelling Bee.
We were thinking about
on PFW in Progress.
Matter of fact, it would have been good for a show like this that we have absolutely nothing to talk about.
Take
Hushman Zada.
Right, exactly.
You'd have to do like Hushman Zada.
Right. Well, that's in the later rounds.
You'd be out.
Championship.
That's in the later rounds.
Well, sure, but I mean, you know, Paul was predicting that it wouldn't last more than 10 minutes with the quality of
it'd be interesting.
Well, first of all, Tom would have to ask Eric every single guy.
So he'd be in for a while.
So he'd be out.
No, he'd be in for a while.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be able to ask you if we're having a competition. Plus, now you're on John Rook's show. You're not here.
I mean, I hate you. Man. I really hate you.
A rook and a queen.
All right, on the phone right now is Lucky. Lucky, how you doing?
It's actually pronounced. Right, how's it doing? Okay.
Good.
That's good. I'm pretty happy right now. I just got my bike delivered yesterday that I bought.
Your bike? What kind of bike?
Schwinn?
FZ6.
Oh, nice. So what cc is that?
It's only a 600.
600.
It's my first bike. I've never ridden a motorcycle before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you my motorcycle stories?
Yes, you have.
Okay. So that's cool. So you're going to save some gas and tool around on a motorcycle.
Yes. Yes. That's the plan anyway.
Excellent.
But I got to learn how to ride first. I start my course Friday.
Excellent. So you don't have your motorcycle license yet or anything like that?
Nope. Once I finish with the course, then the course comes with the license.
Oh, cool.
In the course. So.
My first day that I rode my motorcycle, I smashed it into a guy's porch and knocked over all his potted plants.
That
was really interesting. And I thought
he was. When did you have a motorcycle?
Down in Florida. My dad bought me one, and I didn't know how to ride one. Down in Florida, you don't need a special license. All you need is a driver's license. They don't test you for it. So my dad pays for it up in Mass, but I pick it up at a Kawasaki's place down in Florida. My roommate drove it home because I didn't know how to ride one. He's going to teach me. I drove his car. So he's teaching me in the parking lot of the apartment complex, and I ran right into this guy's porch and knocked over all his potted plants, and he was this Vietnam vet with the beard, and we thought he was going to kill us.
Yeah.
He came out laughing his ass off. He thought it was the funniest thing. So, but I had to go and replace the fender. And
is it a shift or an automatic?
What do you mean a shift? It's a motorcycle.
Not all motorcycles are shifts. You know, there are some, very few. That
automatic
are
bikes?
Very few. Very few.
I've never heard one either.
Very, very few.
Anyway, it was a shift, yes. It was a KZ 440 at the time.
Yeah. But that's good. I try.
Lucky, be careful on that thing. Well, you know what they call those in hospitals? They call them donor cycles. I don't want to see anything happen to you.
Like,
who's going to buy us lunch? Come on.
He's going to be like Tom Cruise.
Who bought you lunch today?
Strippers.
Just did.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, in all seriousness, you said you never rode one before. Be careful on those things.
You do have to be careful, especially right after when it starts to rain, because the oil from the road kind of comes up and it's very slippery.
Yeah, I was reading that in the safety book.
Yeah, just be careful. I remember telling my dad, you know, after I had ridden for a while, saying, you know, I still get nervous every time I get on. He goes, good. The day you stop being nervous is when you should stop riding, because you should always be, you know, wary out there, especially for idiots in cars that don't see you.
What made you want to do that, Lucky?
Get a bike?
Yeah.
Well, the gas thing. Plus, I always wanted to ride, and I had the money, so I just went and bought one.
You'll be on, like, a Harley soon.
No, I doubt that one.
Right? Well, you're a big guy, 600.
I know, and it was kind of hard for me to find a bike, because every bike that I sat on, it just kind of felt uncomfortable, but this one is a sport touring bike, so still a sport bike, but it has, like, rides like a touring bike, so it's...
Okay, good. All right, well, that's good. Congratulations.
Thank you. What's going on over Gillette? Is everybody there?
Andy's not here. He's taking Tuesday off, and Tom is not feeling well. But Eric's here, Paul's here, Gary's here.
And it's pretty quiet, actually. There's a lot of activity, but not a lot of Patriots activity, if that makes any sense. There's some big soccer match coming up on Friday, so they're getting prepared for that. And supposedly there's going to be a huge crowd for that, right, Fred?
Brazil and Argentina, yeah.
Yeah, so
the
Brazil
supposed to be getting there before.
They'll be in, and we'll have access to that late this week on Friday. Minicamp will be the media portion of minicamp will be Friday and Saturday, so we'll be a part of that. And then after that, yeah, it's kind of off season time for the players. I mean, they get a chance to kind of get one last vacation in and recharge the batteries before training camp in the end of July.
Now, are you guys going to blog the minicamp? Because I know you don't have a show until, that next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, we'll be blogging a little bit, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, well, at least on Friday anyway, but probably Friday and Saturday.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys go. Get back to work.
All right, Lucky. Be safe out there. Ride it out this way when you get good at it.
Definitely. I'll definitely bring it out that way. But it'll be a couple weeks before I get my license, though. So.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
See you, Lucky.
All right.
Lucky on a bike. Yeah. All right.
They do look very down on motorcycles in hospitals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
They call them donor cycles.
Well, they say there's two types of riders, ones that have been into an accident and ones that will be going to get into an accident.
Huh.
So I quit riding. I had, after the KZ, I had a Yamaha Virago, which I loved. But, you know, it is dangerous.
My parents have just bought motorcycles.
Your parents each have their own.
Yeah. Well, my mom had to get
scares the crap out
had
of
to
me.
Get a scooter because she's tiny, really petite, and even the smallest bike she couldn't, like, it was just too heavy.
So he's
going to
be on a big motorcycle.
My dad's got
a scooter.
My dad's got a Harley right now.
That doesn't make sense.
It's going to be like that that Bill Burt one, Gary. That sounds like a blender.
Why didn't you just get a sidecar for her?
Because she wants to ride. It was her idea.
She can't keep up with him. He's on a Harley.
No, but she's going to start with that. And then when she's looking for, there is a bike that's her size. She just hasn't found it yet. But she's going to get one eventually. Once she gets used to the scooter, getting comfortable with that, driving that around, then she's going to move up to the smallest bike she can get. So, but my dad's got a Harley right now. And it's scaring the hell out of me seeing the two of them riding around out there. Like,
how long before Connor's going to stop bugging you for those scooters and stuff?
I don't know. He hasn't really mentioned it. You know?
What is he now, 14, 13?
13, yeah.
He's almost there.
No chance for my kids.
Yeah.
They can get them when they,
yeah,
you know, not under my roof.
Right. Josh says he wants to know, does the upcoming change in programming mean you guys are finally going to can A-hole Hart unless he steps up his game and stops acting like an idiot? Wow.
I'm going to go on a limb and predict that this is not necessarily going to happen. Say that right now.
Are you going to demand that it doesn't happen?
No, I'm just saying.
Because otherwise it's happening.
I'm just saying forces of nature may determine that this doesn't happen.
You have to go to the bathroom or something? What are you talking about?
This is him talking about
You're
him
talking
leaving.
Gibberish. It doesn't even make sense.
This is when he talks about leaving.
Forces
again.
Of nature. This
Jeez,
is a
I
job.
I take a leak so bad I can taste it.
What do you think? There's going to be a hurricane and there just won't be a stadium anymore? What are you talking about?
Personnel shifts.
I don't know if I've ever seen
him. Are you leaving?
No, I'm not talking about me necessarily.
I've never seen him get, like, really this
upset. He is. He's really he is upset.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't.
I do.
What do you know that we don't know? I mean,
once in a while he gets like this at me, and I feel bad about it.
I know plenty that you guys don't know, Fred.
Really?
Come on, you open that up for me. You set me up.
Well, I as it relates to anything that means
anything. No, nothing. Nothing. No? Nothing.
As it relates to anything that means anything. Love it.
He is upset, though. How about that?
But Todd also.
Did you come up with any new inventions over the weekend, Fred?
I actually did.
Oh, you God. Did.
Well, one of the things I'd like to do, and I don't know if I can talk about this. I guess I should.
If you can't, if you don't think you can,
you probably
can't.
No, here's what I want Foxwoods, you know, to come down in Patriot Place and open up a little shop. And basically, it's a place where you can learn how to play craps, learn how to play roulette, learn how to play poker.
You don't think the NFL would frown on that?
No, it's in Patriot
Why?
Place. We can do it.
You don't think that the league would try to strong arm the team into not doing that?
We're all set with
that. I also, I mean, not that it matters because obviously the league does care about that crap, but I don't understand why the league is adamant about non sports gambling as they are.
I mean, just I think that the appearance of impropriety,
right?
I
just
think it's
gambling
dumb.
In general, and you know,
I think it's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, all the other sports leagues don't seem to care. You know?
I think it's done. Now, I understand that, you know, you wouldn't want to have a professional franchise in Vegas. Maybe,
right.
Because sports gambling is legal there. So there is a little bit of a difference. I mean, I just don't get why you can't play blackjack or why we can't have a sponsor, which we've had in the past, of Foxwoods.
It's you know, it's the type of clientele. It's the atmosphere. One leads to the other.
I think it's, you know, it's highly naive.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the league doesn't think that there's gambling going on, and I know that they realize that Sundays, a big part of making that interesting is the gamblers.
Sure.
I mean, you know, they know that. They just can't, ever, you know, encourage it. They just can't. Let's see. Todd says, Eric, we all know you think you're the smartest person in any room you're in. So here's a list of people in order from dumb to smart, and put yourself in the list somewhere. Number one, he's got Carrot Top.
I'll be at the top of the list, Fred.
Well, then you're with Carrot Top? Well, the
other end, the top end.
Carrot Top is one. Two is Felger. Three is Jessica Simpson. Four is Lori Baranski. Five is Tom. Six is Fred. Seven is Andy. Eight is Paul. Wow. Nine is Scott Pioli. 10 is Bill Belichick. 11 is Bill Clinton. And 12 is Albert Einstein. So where would you be in that list?
Who had this list?
This is
together?
Todd Porter.
Good job, Todd. I like where I stood on that list.
I was going to say, you made it pretty far. You made it up past Fred.
Now, I was up around Einstein.
Now, Todd is putting himself somewhere between Tom and Fred.
I would put Fred at the top of the PFW chain, just, you know, as a point of fact, not as a sucking up point.
No, as a sucking
up point. As a sucking up point.
Because
sure.
he knows a little bit about absolutely everything. So I would put him much higher on the PFW food chain.
He updated this. Now Bill Belichick is ahead of Bill Belichick is on top. Albert Einstein is 10.
I was once told by someone close to Belichick that he is worthy of being the president in terms of intelligence.
I think he is, and I think he's also worthy of being a CEO of any company.
He is. Francis,
he is. You really think he's...
The guy devises game plans, and yeah. that makes him qualified to run the country.
I think that he is that smart.
Okay.
No.
Based on his football knowledge.
No, based on his IQ and knowledge of...
What's his IQ?
His ability to absorb concepts and apply them to other things. I think.
Can you give any specific examples of what made you
come
to this conclusion?
He's a whiz at economics. That was his, you know, actually.
Well, it was his major. How do we know he's a whiz at it?
Yeah. I mean, that would be like me saying I'm a whiz at journalism. I'm not.
He's one of the few coaches in this league that understood the cap system before other teams really caught on.
Okay, that's an example.
You know.
All right.
He did the foreword for a book called The Physics of Football with Timothy Gay, PhD. You know.
But again because, because he's a great football coach is why he did that,
right,
not because he knows anything about
but
physics.
He's interested. He's a very, 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 very intelligent man.
I agree. Okay. I think he is a very intelligent man.
It's like a sales guy.
Which is why I don't buy the whole reasoning that you try to give me on Spygate.
Well, it's like a sales guy.
Here we go.
When I'm not going to go there, Paul. But it's like a good salesperson can sell anything. You know, if they're selling insurance, if they're really good, they can sell anything. A smart person is a smart person. He's
a very, very, very bright guy.
You know?
I don't think there's any
So where do you go? Where do you fit yourself in?
Well, he put Belichick ahead of Einstein.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, let's...
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Let's be serious here.
But, you know, on Everyday Matters, he might be. Einstein was just so...
Everyday Matters.
Einstein was able to, I don't know, he thought out of the box.
It was a different plane.
Yeah.
He was on
right,
a different plane.
Different plane. Right.
That would be love potion number 9.
So you'd put yourself with Einstein?
No.
Is that where
No, probably between
Laurie?
The two Bills, probably.
Probably Bill Belichick and Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you shaking your head, Gary?
P.S. Does the new girlfriend
take this and send it to me, please? Because the next time he goes, why do you guys think I'm pompous? I just want to hit play.
P.S. He also wants to know, does Eric's new girlfriend know that his version of foreplay lasts only as long as it takes for him to get the chlorophyll bottle
uncalled
open.
For. Uncalled for shot right there.
Well, it could be. wait a minute. Is your girlfriend named Katie?
No.
We don't know. We don't even know the name.
I just got an email that says, I'm taking a stab at this, but is this the podcast that Eric Scalavino works on? I'm Katie, a 20-year-old from Delaware, who met Eric on a trip to Egypt.
I've tried getting
in touch with Eric since the trip, but he won't call me back.
My brother, 16 years old,
a huge dork, told me that he and Eric have been texting almost every day since the trip ended, but he seems to be ignoring me.
No.
Anyway, I just finished my sophomore year at Bryn Mawr. I'm a psych major, and Eric fascinated me when I met him. I was especially intrigued by the way he got along with Carlos, our cute tour guide. I thought maybe they knew each other before the trip. So is this the podcast about the Patriots? I'm confused about how successful a gay man could be working for a football team. I have a few questions. Oh, okay, so we know that it's not true.
I had to get that far.
Albert Einstein Kirsch over here.
That's good stuff, though, whoever sent that email in.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, and by the way, Fred, we do not know the lovely young woman's name.
Does she know that you do this show? Is there a chance she's listening?
No.
He is so ashamed of us, Fred, that we can't
but
even say state definitively whether or not she even knows that
it's
we do this show.
It's a simple question.
Can
does
you imagine
she know
he
about
spent,
the show?
He spent all that time with this girl and had such a connection and mm-hmm. didn't even have enough, I don't know,
I may have mentioned
say what you do for a living of the aspects of what you do.
No, I may have mentioned it. I don't remember. If I mentioned it, it was very brief and in passing, and I didn't linger on it.
That's why you're going to Rook's show. The Roadies. Catch the Roadies from 2 to 4.
Enough.
Patriots.com radio.
Let's see. Callie Girl writes in. Haven't heard from her in a while.
Callie Girl.
She says, it's been a while. I was listening to the old podcast, and like Diana from Long Island, I too have been paying well over $4 for gas, which is ridiculous. But as far as Spector and the government doing something about it, I found interesting that he is actually trying to sue OPEC for trying to limit oil supplies to their buying nations, which would cause our prices to continue to rise. So he is doing bigger things than just going after Belichick. And props to strippers and thedirty.com for not backing down to Kobe in the allegations. I got the scoop from a friend of mine that is associated with the team. TheDirty.com is taking over Perez and TMZ.
Yeah, I love The Dirty.
So what's this with Kobe? What are they
some 18-year-old Laker girl or something that was supposedly linked to Kobe. And I guess his
not a good guy.
Kobe's wife got all involved. And I don't know. Maybe strippers can fill in the blanks for us because I don't really know all the gossip. But I know it had something to do with some 18-year-old Laker girl and some blogging that was going on. And
oh,
blogging?
Yeah.
Is that all that was going on?
She got, I guess Kobe's wife, like, confronted her at a game, and she's been banned.
Uh-oh.
From
Uh-oh.
Kobe's wife's been banned?
No.
Or the girl's,
the
been,
girl's
yes.
been banned. So he was...
Something like
he
that.
Was,
but strippers will write in.
She was blogging about
he'll
him.
He'll fill it all in.
Well,
I don't know.
Strippers will have to fill us in on that.
Right.
Chip Hurd from Texas is very upset with Tom.
Yeah, Chip Hurd is a clown.
Oh, is he?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
He's the one that was. He's been banned from SPFW permanently.
Okay. Because he,
that's why he starts sending his emails
PFW
now to web radio.
I guess Tom.
But we take them all here at PFW in Progress.
I guess Tom thought that Jeff Fisher was a good coach.
Yeah, Tom had the audacity to think that Jeff Fisher was a decent coach, and you know how that goes over with some of the extremist. And notice I don't say all Patriots fans, Fred. Some of the extremist Patriot fans. Well, when you credit anybody else around the league for anything.
There was an article in ESPN recently that compared Fisher
by another clown.
Who wrote that?
Sal Palantonio.
Right. And kind of, I don't know, I guess blew Fisher's cover about really how good he is.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's a terrible coach. Why don't we just call it the way it is? He's a terrible coach.
Well, I think their problem has been mismanagement of the personnel.
He's a very good coach.
He is a good coach. What I'm saying is it's mismanagement of their personnel. He got left. He had a great defense, and all of a sudden they had to get rid of him.
Mismanagement by whom?
Well,
Floyd Reese.
Reese was the GM. But, you know, the question is who really gets to have the say. And you know, I know their owner's a boob, so that
always. What do you think of Steve McNair overall?
Overrated.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
They won an awful lot of games with him at the quarterback, though, don't you think?
Right. But they did it with defense. And
offense.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you win, you win. I mean,
no, right?
You got to win games. He was the quarterback. I don't think he's a stiffer by any means, but I don't think he was anywhere near.
Very inconsistent.
Let's put it this way: he was the co-MVP of the league in 2003. I think that's an atrocity.
With McNabb.
No, it was
Manning.
Oh, Manning. That's right. It was with Manning.
I don't think that he's anywhere near that caliber of a quarterback.
I think he's been inconsistent. Obviously, he's been hurt a lot.
He's a gamer. I mean, he always has been a gamer.
Right.
And
yeah, he played
tough. I like Steve McNair. I think he's, for the most part, I think he's a pretty good guy. And I think he's a gutty, you know, team player, you know, and all that stuff. But, you know, he ain't Tom Brady, and he ain't Peyton Manning.
Anyway, Chip is looking for an apology from Tom and admit his mistake in the formative apology to the reader you torch back in April between the pages of your hollowed rag sheet, PFW.
Now you see why he was banned for life.
Right. Admit it was you who did not do his due diligence on Jeff Fisher. Rather, you just blurted out nothing more than popular speak opinion, hiding behind your ivory tower somewhere at Gillette Stadium. So
we building ivory towers now out there, Fred?
We all live in one.
Do we?
Yeah, we don't live in reality.
Is that what's in the end zone over there? That's
the ivory tower?
Yeah.
So
he also had some choice words to say about Drew too, which I didn't like.
Uh-oh, Chip Hurd, not on the list of favorites.
Oh no, he's out.
You were horrible.
I banned him from. I posted his idiocy, and then I banned him for life.
Web radio.
I have that authority.
I guess you do.
Especially when we have 4,000 other questions coming in every week, we don't really need him.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com. We had the numbers for May for the show. About 80,000 people, unique people, listened to the show in May.
That's downloads or just listens,
no,
live listens?
No, unique people either downloaded it or listened to it.
Oh, okay. Combination of both.
Combination of both.
That's big. I mean, those are really, really big numbers for an internet radio show. We only had like eight shows,
so that's pretty good.
You know, for an internet radio show, especially in the off season, that's big numbers.
Yeah.
Big numbers. We're excited about it. That's why, you know, Fred's talking about this expanding. We want to get, you know, you companies that are listening out there, I think this is a great opportunity to jump on board ground level stuff. We're getting bigger and better, and in a year or two,
plastics, you guys,
one word, plastics. You are not going to be able to afford sponsorship for our show in about a year from now. So this is the time you want to get in.
I'm supposed to read this. PFW Progress pin in the map listener of the day is Miroslav in Novi Sad, Vojvodina.
Well, we just slipped Albert Einstein back ahead of you, Fred.
Let's see. The autonomous province of Vojvodina is an autonomous province in Serbia. Its capital and largest city is Novi Sad at over 300,000 people. Vojvodina has 6 official languages, and there are more than 26 ethnic groups in that region. But, of course, Eric knew all that. And don't tell me you did.
I did not.
Of course you did. Read the bottom, he said. Go to pfwinprogress.com and put your pin in the map, and you might be next. Also, check out the click here to buy the guy's lunch link. Oh, so that was an
wow.
That's an on-air read. Oh, I didn't know that. Let me do that again.
Fred, you've turned into a radio professional right in front of my eyes. It's amazing.
Listeners, go to PFW in Progress and put your pin in the map, and you might be next. Also, check out the click here to buy the guy's lunch link. There you go.
Never mind what I said about that professional radio thing.
PFWinProgress.com. I see big things for this.
I'm telling you,
this
Fred.
This James Cuff guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being built in England.
We hire a couple of young kids out of college.
This internet thing might catch on.
I have a feeling this internet thing is going to go somewhere.
Yeah, Ferrero sucks, Merry Christmas.
I think we need to hire a couple of college kids to handle the paper, and we need to devote our attentions 100% to the radio.
So you want to improve the paper, and you want to...
That's not funny.
Oh. webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio@patriots.com. Steve from Winchester writes in, so, Fred and Andy sing the parts of Olivia Newton-John's Friends from Greece, Tell Me More, was it Love at First Sight? Paul loves going to weddings. Tom dreams
what
of being...
What did I say that?
You did say that.
I love going to a wedding?
Yes, you did. Tom dreams of being a homosexual and fantasizes about the ease of picking up men in bars. We don't need to go into Ben Watson's physique, and you guys call Eric gay? How does that work? A good case can be made that he is the only member of the team getting any play at all. Oh, yeah, and how long before the New England Revolution ads we hear during every PFW in Progress break are replaced by Fred's new Soup Gina commercials? What's Soup Gina?
That little product that you...
Soap?
Soap.
Oh, he spelled it wrong. See, now, you ruined your own email, Steve.
Did I really say that I love to go to weddings?
Yeah, I think you did. You said you like a good wedding.
All right. I mean, I don't have anything against weddings. I'll say that. I know a lot of people, a lot of men especially, like think of it as like this chore that they have to do for their wives. And I don't really mind. But I don't ever remember saying I love going to weddings. But,
you know, I think weddings.
There's a lot of other gay things that you can get me for over that, you know. You know,
Gary, is your wedding
like
going to be
Sex in the City?
Traditional wedding where you have the garter belt and the bouquet and all? Oh, good, good.
Yeah, see, I hate that stuff.
Yeah. What are you going to do? What's unique at your wedding?
He's going to be there.
Yeah, I was just took the words out of my mouth.
He's not talking.
Yeah.
Mike is still not. What kind of outfit's being run here? Just replace the wire.
Listen. Get Eddie Mack down here to take care of that.
Gary, you've been in the business for 40 years. You can't figure out how to fix your mic?
Well, we didn't have any dead mics when Parcells was working here.
What the hell's going on here? Oh, my God. Karthik writes in. New mail after a long time, he says. As usual, amazing work. Tom, please take care of your health. We need you, buddy. I've been listening to your radio show and reading a blog, but the point of my email was triggered by an email I heard in one of the recent shows. One listener was talking about Patriots being a role model and asked if something is the Patriots' way. Dude. All I need to tell you is this. Though every player denies to the media, yet everyone other than the ones who played for Patriots think that Spygate is the reason why Patriots won those Super Bowls and not Tom Brady or a Patriot team philosophy. As hard as it is to digest for a fan, it's the reality. And even if we kick butt everyone the same way like last year and win the Super Bowl this year, still those three Super Bowls are always tainted. And I reiterate, that cannot be changed at all. So please stop talking like Frank, i.e. Fred Kirsch, about Patriot team philosophy. Wow. So Karthik thinks no matter what they do, it's tainted.
Well, I think that he's saying no matter what they do, it's tainted outside
of here.
You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily think that he thinks that it's tainted.
I think he's saying...
I don't want to put words in his mouth.
It sounded like he was saying the impression that outside New England is that they're all tainted.
I think, you know, depending on what they do from this point on, I think that can lessen... But there will always be a faction of Patriot haters.
As long as Belichick is here, people are going to think that
even
there was something.
Even when he's gone, when they look back at this era, they'll say were a great team.
But I'm saying whatever success they have with Belichick here is always going to be looked at. Well, we don't know exactly what they're doing now, but they're probably doing something. That's what people are going to think.
Well,
Outside of here.
You know,
Hate. People hate for no reason.
Whoa. Even before all this, there were people that had reasons why the Patriots weren't really that good. You know,
true.
So now they have a tangible reason to point at.
Sure.
None of it is valid, but that's okay. All right, so we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back because it's 12:54, and we'll be right back.
Hey, New England soccer fans, a once-in-a-lifetime doubleheader is heading your way. Five-time world champion Brazil battles Venezuela in Foxborough. See Brazilian greats in action. Ronaldinho, Kaká, Robinho, and Diego. And Venezuela's best, Giancarlo Maldonado and Juan Arango. This historic doubleheader leads off with New England Revolution versus FC Dallas. Friday, June 6th at 6:30 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or go to Ticketmaster.com. Tickets start at $30. Powerhouse Brazil versus Venezuela and Revolution versus FC Dallas. Don't miss it. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or go to Ticketmaster.com. Players subject to change.
What an opening night for the Revs in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh my goodness! Michael Carthurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Dumoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
Tom's back.
You must have a lot of work. You got an intern now, huh?
Well, Sushil's just be here until Thursday or Friday.
What are you, Sushi? What are you, Iraqi?
By the way, Glenn Miller played.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, welcome back to PFW in progress. Thank you, strippers, for and thedirty.com for supplying Papagino's today. And on the phone right now is who? Nick Ritchie. Nick Ritchie, who runs thedirty.com. Nick, how you doing?
How's it going?
We're doing good.
Very well. We're
you got that secret voice. Like you got some secrets up at the Dirty.
No, it's me, man. It's weird. Everyone says I have that weird voice.
This is great, though. I'm honored to talk to this guy. Yeah. I'm really excited about this. I want to know about the Kobe Bryant thing, Nick, right off the go. What can you fill me in on?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm putting everything together, and since I've been kind of holding out, I'm getting a lot more at other girls. Let me break that. I got other girls.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll break that with you guys. So, and I'm waiting because I want this series because I really think the series is going to go seven games. I'm really excited for it, and I'm just kind of putting everything together and getting it ready. So hopefully, when Boston wins, and Kobe will be slam dunk in his personal life as well.
Wow!
So it's a strategic. This is big stuff, right? You thought I was making this up? I told you this was big.
You're gonna make a strategic announcement on the Dirty. Is that what we're hearing?
This is what happened. You know, I've kind of learned my lesson with like the TO thing and with the liner thing. It's like I kind of like put everything out there all at once, and I really didn't get the most out of it. So just from those experiences, I want to kind of pace this out and do all my due diligence, do all my homework, and make sure I fact check everything.
Right. You don't want to pull a Tomasi.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, you know, but and here's the thing, you know, I'm not really people that go to thedirty.com, it's really an entertainment site. It's for fun. It's for people to have a laugh and have, you know, see.
Unless you're Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, and so for the athlete stuff, it's like I really got to make sure I'm doing my homework because, you know, these guys don't mess around. They come after you legally. Obviously, we go after them legally, too, because we call their bluffs. But like in the Kobe situation, you know, his lawyers, you know, came after us, and we came right back after him. And ever since then, they're like, uh-oh, you know, this guy's got something.
Right, right. Wow. Ooh, that's interesting.
But it's been cool. You know, I've contacted all the people with the Lakers and the different people I need to talk to, Lisa Estrada, who runs the Laker Girls, and got a statement from her, and you know, I just want the people to know it's not really about Kobe. You know, people really look at these celebrities and hold them to a higher light, but how about this 18-year-old girl who her whole dreams was to be a Laker girl, you know,
right.
and all of a sudden she was forced to resign because Kobe wanted to, you know, conquest another Vanessa at a young age. You
wow.
know? So,
so Nick, is without giving away your details yet, is this going to be bigger as, how is this compared to the Colorado incident with Kobe?
I don't think it's as big because, you know, obviously that was a rape allegation, so that was a totally different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
I think the main thing is it's within the Laker organization. I think that's kind of the bigger story. But if anyone really follows Kobe's career and his personal life, him and his wife is really a piece of work. You know, she's crazy. So, you know, she's been known to cuss at fans and cuss at reporters with her kids in her lap, you know what I mean? She's just loopy, and the whole thing with them is that Kobe has no prenup, so you know, it's just a big mess on that perspective.
Wow.
So that's a whole other story.
And the thing that makes it worse is, you know, all right, so athletes will fool around with women. Let's just face it.
That happens.
And guys cheat on their wives and everything. But when you come out and make statements like Kobe did about how good he is and all this stuff, you're just setting yourself up. You know, it's like Roger Clemens. You're just setting yourself up for this kind of stuff.
Right.
Unless you truly are squeaky clean.
Right.
And no one is.
Well, here's the thing. It's I go back to my rule. Silence is golden. You know what I mean? When you see the back in the day when you used to watch the movies, you know, silence is golden. Just keep your mouth shut, whether it's true or it's not. Don't come and be a messiah and say, no, you know, and lie from the get-go. And that's what he did in the Colorado thing, and it just made it 10 times worse.
Right.
You know? So it's the same thing here, and you know, I got another story I'm actually going to put out, I think Thursday, with it. I'm calling it the Richie Report instead of the Mitchell Report,
right?
With all the baseball players paying for escorts, and I have like the checks. These idiots write checks for escort services. Can you believe this?
Well, governors of New York do it, so I believe it.
And then afterwards they say, well, you know, he really wanted to get caught
in some way. Well, I'm interested, Nick. How do you get people to give you stuff and say, you know, give it to us rather than, you know, the New York Times or, you know, some of the mainstream? Is it just that they won't answer the phone and you guys will, or how does it work?
What it is is if you really look at the internet, it's new wave media. You know, we're the next cool hip thing, and we've created this following called the Dirty Army. I'm really just a platform. TheDirty.com is a platform for people to voice. It's not really about me, and that's why I kind of try to put myself as kind of the moderator. But what it is, people, it's all user submissions. You know, people want to be part of the Dirty Army and break stories, and we give that voice to do that.
But how do you keep it from, you know, crossing the line of just people being vindictive and vicious without any basis and then really doing actually harm to innocent people?
Well, it's tough. We moderate a whole bunch of everything we get. I would say only about 15 to 20% of the submissions we get actually get posted. So usually when stuff comes in, it has to be in from multiple sources.
Did you get the thing I sent in about Eric?
No, I think I got something on. I think it was Paul. Someone sent me something on Paul.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I think Speedos or something.
Oh, boy.
I don't think
he got that from me.
So,
but you're getting you seeing increases on your traffic now because we're really pumping you up.
Yeah, no, yeah, and I thank you guys. You guys are really killing it. I'm actually a diehard Patriots fan. I went to school out there. I'm not going to name what school I went out to because I might give it away. But I was out in New England for quite a while. So it's kind of my second home out there.
Cool. Well, Nick,
I hope that's not the school.
No, no. The school?
It's not BC, is it?
No, no.
Okay.
No. Close.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. My alma mater?
Wait a minute.
I'm not a big fan of that school either, though.
Well, no one's a fan. The rivalry out there is intense, so I just try to keep it to myself.
All right, well, Nick, we appreciate the call and the food, and keep up the good work out there. Maybe we can create enough of a distraction.
Well, I'll be looking for the updates on the Kobe situation, especially during this series, yeah. Craig, because we need all the help we can get. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was telling strippers when I come through there, I want to get in studio with you guys and hang out with you guys.
All right. You know, I would actually, in all seriousness, like to do a show, and I think our listeners would be interested about this whole, you know, what's going on, you know, the blogs versus traditional media.
Kind of like the summit on HBO.
Yeah, sort of like what Costas did.
Without all the F-bombs.
Right.
I did an interview with NPR, Me versus Buzz Bissinger, last week.
Oh, really?
Wow. Did he drop any F-bombs on you?
He did. No, he went a little crazy. He went a little loopy, but he was somewhat cordial. I think he was trying to redeem himself, but yeah. It didn't work out too well.
That was the part. It wasn't so much what he was saying, because I didn't really necessarily disagree with a lot of his points, but he was just such a jerk about it that he showed no respect for anybody on the show.
Well, it's like I told him. He's Mr. VHS. I'm DVD. I think of myself more Blu-ray. You know, it's new wave media. If he wants to be the Darth Vader of the blog world, he can go ahead and do it. But that's a battle you just don't want to take. You can't win.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
Nope. All right.
Thanks, Nick.
Nick.
Okay, guys.
Thanks for calling.
Take it easy, Nick.
Nick Dietz from
Nick Ritchie. Is this like Jake Steele? You just make up names for people?
I was thinking of Dick Dietz. He was a catcher for the San Francisco Giants back in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people had that name right on the tip of their tongue.
So Nick Ritchie from thedirty.com.
So
no, that is cool to have him call in, because it's one of the sites that it's out there and it's doing things, and people are – using it as, like he said, their platform.
And they're really new, aren't they? Didn't they just start up a couple of months ago?
Well, a little longer than that.
Yeah, but this year, right?
They really just kind of took it over. You know, they really quickly gained an audience. So
good for them.
Yeah, good stuff. And like you said, it's the way it is right now. There's nothing you can do in this world without it being filmed, recorded, blogged. Whatever it's you're, you know, public people, they're out there, you know, even just today, Terrell Owens had the picture on profootballtalk.com with the hat, and it was obviously either in a hotel room or something, because there were liquor bottles around. He had this woman's hat on, and somebody took a picture of him in this room, and next thing you know, it's on the internet.
Hey,
you know?
Whitey, where's your hat?
There's really nothing you can do. It's amazing. So.
You brought Tio up. What do you think of his contract extension?
I'd like to
3-year extension.
I think $13 million of it is guaranteed.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Jerry Jones has gone insane.
I just don't understand why you need to.
Yeah. You don't think he already was?
I don't understand why you need to extend him.
I think this building of this stadium, this Taj Mahal that he's doing, I think he just wants to lock in as many personalities and keep the Dallas Cowboys on the front page, even if it's negative, like a Pac-Man Jones. Keep people talking about the Cowboys. Keep it, you know, the eyeballs on them, because that's going to help the sponsors who he needs to get signs up, buy suites. He just needs the Cowboys to be on the front page for another year or two while he sells out his inventory.
Is he doing what we're doing here with the whole entertainment venue surrounding the stadium?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's doing a whole thing like that.
What do you know about what's actually
They never do
be
anything
there?
Separate. Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft are like of one mind. I mean, obviously, Jerry Jones is an egomaniac.
Well, if it's a good idea, it's a good idea.
But I'm talking business-wise, but don't take that as a shot at Robert. I mean, business-wise, they're very much like-minded.
Well, sure.
I mean, obviously, they know what they're doing.
They like to leverage what they have and make as much profit off it as
possible. Yeah, I didn't mean that as a shot. I'm just saying that they really respect one another, and they do a lot of things in a similar fashion.
Well, what they're doing is not their idea either.
No, not that it's their idea, but I just was curious if that's the same kind of thing they're doing.
Anschutz, Phil Anschutz did it out in L.A., the Home
Billionaire
Depot
guy.
Center.
Yeah.
You know, he did it before these guys did it. And, you know, when the Patriots were planning Patriot Place –
we traveled around, not me personally, but teams from the Patriots traveled around to look at these other places to see what's working and what kind of stores were there, what kind of clientele they're getting. You know, that we did our due diligence before we planned this thing out. We didn't come up with the concept. The Giants are doing the same thing with Xanadu, the Giants Jet Stadium in the Meadowlands. They're going to have a whole thing around it. It's going to be a little bit more sports-oriented. They're going to have an indoor ski slope and things like that. But
and that's going in the Meadowlands complex?
It's right there, right next to the stadium. Yeah. So this isn't a, you know, an original concept. It's when you have land and you have entertainment, which is what sports is, and you have people coming there, you have almost like free publicity. So why not leverage that and start building? And you know.
All right. So what do you foresee? So, Fred, it used to be that there was just a stadium, like a concrete circular thing in the 70s. It was a stadium.
Here, you mean?
No, just around around the league.
Any
around the
places.
League. Yeah, for the most part. I'm generalizing. And then,
yeah, I mean, if you think about all those retro 70s places that were
right,
all the same.
The cookie cutter
Riverfront
stadiums.
And Three sure. Rivers. And
yep. Yep.
So you veteran went. Stadium. You went from that to okay. Now the trend is let's build a brand new stadium.
Well, the trend went to let's bring these ballparks, whether it's baseball, football, back into the cities. Let's integrate them into the cities. Let's let's do it.
Make them unique.
Yeah.
Don't
let's
be cookie
do it
cutters.
Under the theme of urban redevelopment.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's make it the retro. You know, the old. Let's make the old new again. Like Camden Yards and
sure.
things like that.
And now the trend is like you're saying here and in Dallas and in New York. It's not just the stadium, but everything around it.
Right. And you can't do that. See, if the Patriots would have rather have had a stadium in Boston, maybe not now, but at the time, Foxborough was all right. We'll settle on Foxborough, but they always wanted to be in Boston, you know, because there's more marketing opportunities. But the benefit of doing it here, doing it in the Meadowlands, doing it where Jerry Jones is doing, is the land around it. Now you can develop the land around it as long as you can get control of it.
So my question is, what do you think would be the next trend in that sequence of stadium development?
I have no idea.
Because what can you do?
Beyond that?
Beyond that, yeah.
Well, I mean, there could be, I know some of these places have living, residential areas, condos. Some have office parks. I know Jerry Jones's will have more office space than we have here. We're going to have MGH, which is a lot of medical office. But, they're having just open office. You know, you can just lease it. Anyone could lease it. They're going to have condos down the road. I don't know if that'll ever happen here. It could. Some people don't want to live near a place that has concerts and, sporting events.
Well, I guess my question might be, is the game or the team going to become an afterthought now with all of this stuff?
Basically the team becomes a 10-day-a-year tenant almost of everything else that's going on.
It's sort of like get overshadowed in any way.
But, the NFL offers such a great opportunity because even if it is only, 10 times a year or really 16 times a year that the team's on television, that's amazing, eyeballs for all the signage. You know, they're going to pick up on the store signs that are all around. It's just a great opportunity for retailers to be involved in a development like that. You know, so you get the 60,000 people 10 times a year. In this case, we're also going to have Revolution. We're also going to have concerts. We're also going to have the Jazz Club. So all these retailers are going to take advantage of all that foot traffic all, throughout the year. It's, it's a good place to have a store,
Does it concern you at all that there's no, like a Yankee Stadium has all that history behind it, and it was always called Yankee Stadium. Does it concern you at all that, generations of fans now who have kids, bringing them to, not necessarily this place, but just stadiums around the league and in other sports, that they don't have that, the names change every year or every 5 years, whenever there's a new corporation that comes by that gives them the $50 million that they want for the naming rights?
I think time will tell. I understand what you're saying. I think time will tell if that sort of passing on the tradition generation to generation, if that goes away, let's just say Fenway Park goes away, and now people are going to a much nicer stadium, more comfortable, but it's not something where, oh, my God, I got to take my kid there because that's where I took. If that does affect it, it could. It could. The owners of the team say, look, it's a business. You know, we have to compete with other cities that have these nice ballparks. We don't have enough seats. We don't have, you know, it's not as comfortable. We can't charge as much. You know, that's important to them right now, but maybe 20, 30 years down the road, they'll realize that tradition was more important. Yeah, I don't know.
That's the kind of stuff that the Patriots aren't necessarily dealing with, though. I know what your point is, both of you. And for the Red Sox, I think it would be a much bigger concern than it would be for the Patriots, because there's not one person on the planet that's saying, I wanted to take my kid to Foxborough Stadium because that's where I went.
Right, right. No.
You know? I mean,
but with Yankee Stadium and Fenway Park,
right.
Wrigley Field,
Lambeau Field,
those
kinds of places, you wonder.
Even Arrowhead.
You wonder if you get a situation where newer is better, but in the long run, does it benefit you more?
Yeah,
than,
does it
than
strengthen your fan base?
I mean, I personally think it does. I mean, I would love to see a new Fenway Park. I don't understand why you can't incorporate all of what you love about Fenway Park into a new.
But wouldn't you
stadium?
Want it to still be called Fenway Park?
I don't care. I have no care whatsoever
if
in the world.
If it's not the actual ballpark, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, if it's a different place, but they still built the wall and they still have some things.
I don't necessarily like the corporate names because they change all the time, as you pointed out, and that annoys me. But once I know what the name is, if they just kept it, it wouldn't bother me. Like if Gillette Stadium becomes five other things in the next 25 years, that will annoy me.
Right. You know? Like when.
But it doesn't bother me that it's called Gillette Stadium.
No,
it never. You know, that's just what it is. That's
like,
what I know it as.
When
Pac Bell Park in San Francisco is where the Giants played. It's not that anymore. It's
right?
not that anymore. That annoys me.
Right, because you got used to calling it Pac.
Exactly.
Like when the Celtics moved into their new facility, however many years ago it was.
Right.
They call.
It's already been three things.
It's already been three things, but I always insisted on calling it the Garden, no matter what the corporate name for it was.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, Tom Casale just entered the room.
Tommy's here with his bodybuilding shirt on. All right.
He's got a Gary-like folder in his hand, too. I think he's trying to be busy here.
Maybe he'll help the show because James from Maine says, after last week's tremendous shows, you followed up with maybe your worst show ever. Last week was a classic, and this week so far has been a dud.
Wow. Sorry. Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah.
We didn't have any of the character actors weren't on hand today. Tom and Andy aren't here. Well, Tom's here
now. Tom just got here.
Tom's here now. Are you going to partake, or you just...
Can you not?
You're not feeling
well? What do you want me to do?
I don't know. What do you do when you're on this show?
Look at the monkey dance around and jump around and laugh.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, we just had the guy that runs
the Dirty,
Nick yeah, Ritchie, called up, and we talked about the Dirty. Apparently, he's going to break some big news about Kobe coming up.
Okay,
during the finals.
During the finals.
Yeah. Or at the end of the finals, or somewhere around there.
So, but it was nice of him to call, and the strippers bought lunch.
So is he a Celtics fan? He's a Celtics fan?
Well, he's a huge Patriots fan, he said. I don't know if he's a Celtics fan.
Sounded like he probably
sounded
was.
Sounded like he is, yeah.
Because if he's a Celtics fan, he should break it during the finals.
Right. But he wants to make sure he does it right. He doesn't want to – he wants to do his due diligence and get all his facts. He doesn't want to pull a Tomasi. So. All right, webradio@patriots.com. Tom's here. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, New England soccer fans, a once-in-a-lifetime doubleheader is heading your way. Five-time world champion Brazil battles Venezuela in Foxborough. See Brazilian greats in action. Ronaldinho, Kaká, Robinho, and Diego. And Venezuela's best, Giancarlo Maldonado and Juan Arango. This historic doubleheader leads off with New England Revolution versus FC Dallas, Friday, June 6th at 6:30 p.m. at Gillette Stadium. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or go to Ticketmaster.com. Tickets start at $30. Powerhouse Brazil versus Venezuela and Revolution versus FC Dallas. Don't miss it. For tickets, call 1-877-GET-REVS or go to Ticketmaster.com. Player subject to change.
What an opening night for the Reds in front of their home fans.
The New England Revolution are back, and 2008 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss exciting matches against conference rivals DC United and the New York Red Bulls, Cuauhtemoc Blanco and the Chicago Fire, and the Revolution's first ever appearance in Superliga, featuring the best teams from Major League Soccer and Mexico. Revolution season tickets also guarantee your ticket for David Beckham and the Los Angeles Galaxy. This event sold out last year. Don't get
shut out. Order season tickets today. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS or log on to revolutionsoccer.net for tickets, game information, and everything else New England Revolution.
What a goal! Taylor Twellman!
Pride.
The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Passion.
Oh, my goodness! Michael Parkhurst, are you kidding me?
Revolution.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. Tom came and then Paul ran out.
Paul just disapparated.
He left faster than... Where did he go? Did he have to go to the bathroom?
Probably.
Poopy Pants Perillo had to go to the bathroom?
Grandpa Poopy Pants, as Andy likes to call him.
Your seatbelt?
Where is Andy?
It's pizza
He's taking Tuesdays off in June, apparently.
Okay.
I don't
Tuesdays with Andy. We're going to write a book.
Tom, have you seen this PFWinprogress.com?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. This guy knows what he's doing.
Really?
Yeah.
I told him.
These images all came from there.
Yeah, it's really, he's doing a great job with it. And he's got a map of the world with pins in it with all the places where
electronic
people have emailed or called
really?
In from.
Yeah. And there's a click to buy the guy's lunch.
Yeah, click to buy lunch.
Feature.
Wow. So I thought it was still in the development stages.
Like 2 days later, it was finished.
He's still adding to it, but
it's live.
And,
it's live.
You know,
now.
People can go to it, pfwinprogress.com. Ferreira sucks. Good Merry stuff. Christmas. So Tom, you're back. Do you want to share your news? Because it's not that good, but it's better than nothing.
you're that hard up for material today?
No, I just think people care about you and they want to know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm going to have surgery done in my throat because I have a little throat cancer down in the. But they don't think it's anything too serious. They just got to take out a little piece of my tongue down deep in my throat. Now, unfortunately, Andy's not here to get his jokes out of the way.
Right. Oh, that's because you were swallowing. the good thing is that because you had this nose surgery, they found it.
Yes.
And they think they found it pretty early.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing that I had that nose problem.
Right.
Because it's only a little. They said it hasn't really spread anywhere, so that's good. So they just got to take out the little piece, then I have to have treatment. And
right.
But they're pretty optimistic.
Well, that's good.
I mean,
it's not good when you come in the morning and you have a voice message. Hey, Fred, it's Tom. I have throat cancer. You know, it's like, huh?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
When you called me in and told me.
Then Paul told me. I was shocked. I mean, how do you – you never can be prepared for news like that, especially someone like young like you.
Right.
You know, I mean, you never expect that.
I mean, I did chew for a long, long time, and they're not certain that that's what it is, but like he said, it probably didn't help any.
So all you young kids out there, the ones that want to beat up Eric, don't chew. You know, it's not
mainly
good.
Because it's $7 a can. And,
well, yeah,
but save your money.
Well, mainly because it
and
can, you know,
Mr. Producer,
the guy behind the glass who's got a fat lip right now.
Yeah. Gary, we can probably cut that Red Man order out. I'm out of that.
Yeah. So
we apologize to James if we didn't come off as happy-go-lucky as we normally do today.
Right. Right.
But I'll be back in the saddle soon. It's not that. That huge of a...
How long do you think you will have voice issues following it?
They said, like, for about a week, and that it's so far down that it's not really going to affect my voice. It's just you're not going to be able to talk for, like, a week, and then it'll gradually come back. Hmm. But it might affect my taste, as I told Fred.
Right.
Now, more importantly, What does this mean for your writing responsibilities this week? You going to be able to do anything?
More importantly.
Well, they're going in tomorrow, right? They're going to do the surgery tomorrow?
Yeah.
Do you have anything done?
Yeah, I can email you what I have.
Okay. What do you have?
I have first down stuff done. I have which of the...
I was basically just kidding. We can talk about it upstairs.
All right. Well, Tom's back.
Which is good.
Yep. Yep. Eric, are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Like mine, Tom?
Bledsoe.
All right.
Gary decided to blow mine up.
Who's on the phone? Andrew from Maine? Andrew from Maine's on the phone. Andrew, how you doing?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Pretty good. Is this Drew Bledsoe?
I have one of those radio voices.
Yeah, I really do. You won't get this. I'm 15, though. So.
What?
15?
15, yeah. One of the guys that wants to kill Eric.
Are you one of those guys that had, like, hair leg when you were six?
Yeah, I started really early, but that's all right. I did have a question, though. I was wondering if you guys thought that the new offensive line was going to have any impact on the team.
What new offensive line are you talking about?
The new offensive lineman.
Oh, lineman.
The guy we talked about.
That we already talked about.
No.
I don't think he'll have a huge impact on the team.
Although he does have tackle experience, so he could back up, you know, the tackles.
He has started, you know, at right tackle in his career, so I suppose there's a possibility, but if you're asking my opinion, no.
Probably not.
I don't think that he'll be a member of the team. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
Like Fred said, you know, he didn't play last year at all. You take a flyer on a guy like that who has played in the past, hasn't played recently. Maybe he's healthy now. Maybe he can help you. You know, nothing ventured, nothing lost.
And plus, maybe Belichick wants to get back to that, you know, having the linemen retire in training camp.
Right. He hasn't had one in the last couple of years. Right, you know, that run of Rich Tilske and
Bob
Hallen. Well, he
did have Sean Buben retire. Yeah. Remember that?
That was funny.
This is a no-name rookie lineman that retired.
I retired. Oh, really?
Well, that is kind of random.
So, Andrew, you go to high school up in Maine?
Yeah, I go to Lewiston High School. I play football there. I'm a big guy.
When, in the 80s?
Huh?
In the 80s?
No. I play tight end. I'm 6'4".
6'4"? Mm-hmm.
He's that Matt Mulligan guy.
Yeah, I was going to say. Maine's high.
Eric just licked his lips.
Fred!
What?
I bet he did.
Fred, I did not, Andrew.
It's so funny. You're not a hit with the teen crowd.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised.
Eric's just hurting for a squirting.
Oh man.
Gary.
All right.
Nothing from Gary. Still looking for the Red Queen.
Yep.
All right, guys.
All right, Andrew, from Maine calling in. He must be on a break at school. 15 years old. He sounds like Drew Bledsoe.
He could be out of school by now.
Like I said, I think he played in the 80s.
He scares me.
He's one of those guys that Everett used to trot out in like the 1920s, you know,
no.
With the beard.
See, it's the opposite, Fred.
What?
Everett trots out the 5'5 Italian kid. That's who plays for Everett.
All right. Let's see. Another guy from Maine.
Don't hate just because we win the Super Bowl every year, by the way.
Anthony in UMaine. It says, thanks for answering my emails about my buddy tight end Mulligan. And as you guys are aware, he ended up on division rival Dolphins. I recently got back from a big road trip from Maine to California, and I saved up several weeks of PFW podcasts, and you guys made the 60-hour trip pretty bearable. And here's a quick recap from the episodes. Andy Hart wasn't as bad as a host as everyone said, but the constant emails with the T-shirt slogans made for the worst episode I have ever had to listen through.
I would probably agree with that. It wasn't all Andy's fault.
I also agree with all the emailers that Eric's return made for the funniest episode for a long time. I wish you would just get in on the joke and laugh along with everyone else. I just wanted to say, don't be so sure that Eric is done. It is taking me a while to come down from my trip and get used to life as normal, and I didn't even meet some made-up blonde on my journey. Sorry, Eric, no hard feelings, but if he does really get done, I've got a new journalism degree from UMaine and would love to fill the spot. So, there you go.
See? All you can do is laugh with it. That's why you're going to Rook Show.
No.
The roadies.
I still don't think that's happening.
Weekdays, 2 to 4.
Checkmate.
A rook and a queen.
Shut up.
The other day we had one of our emailers call in about building a rocket. Here, Tom.
Oh, that's right.
Andy
was very interested in that.
For what reason?
Alec, just probably to cause trouble.
He wants to build a rocket
here
in his backyard.
Oh,
He's got more land than NASA.
It's unbelievable.
I mean,
they're probably going to start testing nuclear missiles there. Yeah.
That Billy Bob Thornton movie, that astronaut farmer, the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy built a spaceship and NASA didn't want him to fly it.
Alex says, did the FBI visit Gillette Stadium looking for the person who advises home rocket projects? How do you foresee the AFC East playing out? Will New England sweep the division again? What do you think of the Chargers? Are they a real threat? Or will coaching affect it the same way it will affect America's team?
I'm going to say yes, they're going to sweep the division again. I know that's stupid because it only happened once ever, but I just don't see one of these teams beating the Patriots.
Yeah, I could easily see them sweeping the AFC East. The Chargers, you know, based on the way they played them in the playoffs, you have to say, you know, even though LT took the game off, it looked like they were for real and they had a legitimate chance of winning it. You know, who knows if Rivers had been healthier, how that game would have turned out. You know, they had one or two drop balls away from maybe, you know, taking a couple touchdown lead at one point. So, yeah, I still think, you know, they have pretty much everything in place. I don't think they had any major losses this offseason that I can remember.
Yeah.
So you have to still think that they're going to be for real.
I just don't see really any of those teams. None of them have a quarterback.
You talk about the AFC East?
AFC East?
Yeah. I mean, I do think that there'll be some improvement. I think the Jets will be better.
I think they're going to beat the snot out of each other.
And I think the Bills will be okay. Yeah. Because I like Trent Edwards. I'm not sure how good he's going to be, but I think he's
going to be better.
He's going to be better than Lossman was. And I think that they'll be a decent team. I'm not sure they're ready to beat the Patriots, however. I think, kind of like Eric, if you're going to look for teams to cause trouble, I think you're looking at the rest of the AFC. You're looking at the San Diegos, the Indies, the Jacksonvilles. I think Jacksonville will be better,
yeah,
even
on
though
the rise.
they're not on the schedule this year. But you know, in terms of beating them in the playoffs,
and don't
and
sleep on Pittsburgh.
Well, that's Andy's big thing. But, I'm sleeping on Pittsburgh. I'm telling you right now, 8-8.
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
I think their schedule is ridiculous. And
I think their quarterback is
they're going to have a hard time. Well, the quarterback's the only reason why they'll win 8 games with that schedule.
Hey, don't remember those AFC East
don't
teams,
remember.
They have the same West Coast schedule that the Patriots have, so they're going to be in trouble as well, right?
The AFC East, but the AFC East stinks
anyway.
No,
I know.
So
there's
no scenario that
right.
The AFC East is competitive in my book.
Alejandro in Bogota says he saw the picture on pfwinprogress.com, and I'll describe it for people who haven't seen it yet. On the center, there's a picture of Fred. I look better with my eyes closed, Kirsch. Sorry, man, didn't know you were blind. I try to keep that from people. Next to Fred, you see the Photoshop version of Tom and Paul. They look rather trim. On the far left, you see Eric smiling.
Just so you know, those aren't Photoshopped photos, by the way. I know that Andy likes to tell everybody I weigh 350 pounds, but that's not actually the truth.
On the far left, you see Eric smiling. You can tell it's a montage because there's no way Eric would be smiling with all of you guys. And I didn't get why they put a picture of Mount Rushmore on the far right. Oh, that's Andy. I'll tell you something. There's not enough stone to have you elected president. let's see.
That's
a few
funny.
Questions.
When you're making fun of someone else, I think it's funny.
Let's see. Just a few questions. Web subscription only to PFW for overseas fans? All right. One, are there any betting propositions regarding Brett Favre's playing time next season? Does anyone think that he's going to play?
I'm not convinced that he's retired.
You think he's retired?
No, I'm not convinced.
No, Eric from the very start has said that he thinks he's going to play. He's been very consistent.
For somebody, whether it's the Packers or someone else.
I'd be disappointed, wouldn't you, if he did
Hell
that?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I don't care.
You don't care?
I find Brett Favre to be a bore.
How about,
think he was a great quarterback, but I'm not at all interested in his life. Let's put it that way.
Alejandro also wants us to elaborate on the Hart Bernstein incident.
We can't really elaborate
anymore.
Why
not?
We can't really talk. Well, I mean, more than we said last week?
No, we didn't go into it. What happened?
All right, we did. But when Drew Bledsoe got hurt in 01, Andy was working in PR at the time. And he was there's one member of the PR staff that is on the sideline. And his job is to relay injury information up to the booth. So the media can find out what the situation is. Andy was that guy. Long story short, not surprisingly, the Patriots weren't overly forthcoming with what happened to Bledsoe that day, which is no secret. I mean, it's well documented at this point. They said that it was a coach's decision that Brady went in, which was a complete and total lie. I mean, we all know that Bledsoe was eventually rushed to the hospital and had a shared blood vessel and all that. But they said they didn't want anybody to know that he was injured at the time. They didn't know how serious it was. They thought, you know, he might be able to come back. They didn't want anybody to know. So Andy relayed the information to Bonnie Bernstein, who was the CBS sideline reporter. It was a team decision,
right.
Coach's decision,
right.
As to why Brady replaced Bledsoe. Obviously, that was laughable 12 hours later, and Bonnie Bernstein was made to look like the fool because she's the one who's reporting it on national television during the game. There's nothing wrong with Drew Bledsoe. It was a coach's decision. She was then on local radio shows the following day trashing, not Andy by name, but the gentleman from the PR department who gave him the information. And as if you guys all know Andy, that's all it takes.
Oh, I can't, but I would love to have been there when he was telling her, because she's probably like, you know, because they get frantic, these
sure.
sideline people. You know, tell me what's going on. And he's probably like, coach decision. You know, he's probably cutting her off short.
What do you want me to tell you?
Yeah. Oh, so that would have been funny. So she really trashed
him. So he hates Bonnie Bernstein because she trashed him on local radio on the Monday following that game.
Hey, it's Bonnie Bernstein, and you know what? That's not what we're looking for.
Neither are you.
Another question from Alejandra. Will Brady be a fantasy stud again, or should we expect a more ball control offense in 08?
I would venture to say Brady will be a fantasy stud, as
I mean,
he always is. He's always a good fantasy quarterback.
He's going to have high 30s, I'd say.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, even when he was having his quote-unquote unproductive fantasy years, he was throwing 28 touchdowns every year.
Can someone tell Lucas and Spielberg to stop messing with Indiana Jones? The movie really sucked.
I wouldn't say it really sucked, but it wasn't. It didn't live up to the hype.
Gary liked it.
It was good. It was good. It just
right,
wasn't
you still
great.
Haven't seen it. I think that's a disgrace.
I
wasn't
saw
great.
Iron Man. I didn't see Indiana Jones yet.
Wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad.
No, it had a lot of carryover from the other films. You know, aesthetically, it looked the same. There wasn't any like, you know, like what Lucas did with the Star Wars films, where the second three
right.
looked a lot different than the first three.
Right.
It was consistent in that regard, and Shia LaBeouf was excellent as the sidekick, the new sidekick. But
Gary,
the whole story
shaking
was,
his head in disagreement.
You didn't like him, Gary?
Gary, did you see the movie? Gary saw the movie.
Do you listen to anything that gets said on this station that you're not actually saying?
What?
I just said that Gary liked it. He was saying the guy said that he didn't like it. I said, oh, Gary liked it, and Eric was saying that he liked it. Then 10 minutes later, you go, Gary, you saw it?
He's reading
How do you
emails.
Do that?
He's reading emails. Cut him some slack.
Kamani writes in. He says, did you know that Eric writes for Rhode Island Home, Living and Design?
No, I used to. Used to.
Oh.
That was before I got here, Fred.
Eric,
that's where he's going back to, Kamani.
Trust me, I'm not going back there.
Eric's exhibit at Lee Chabot Studio in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, ended Saturday. Ask him how it went. How did
Who
it go?
Who the hell is this guy?
This guy is like your number one fan.
Yeah,
here.
I know. It's a little frightening.
So how did the exhibit go?
It went okay. The one I had on Sunday went a little bit better, actually. The one on Cape Cod.
What does that mean?
I wasn't
anything.
I had a lot of inquiries.
The answer is no.
I had a lot of requests.
Just say no. That's
no.
all you have to say is no. All
right,
you didn't
no,
sell
Fred.
Anything.
I didn't sell anything, but I got a lot of leads. I got about 15 to 20
okay,
leads.
Okay, that's good. You got some leads?
Yeah.
And did Eric see his girlfriend over the weekend? Did you see her?
No.
Did you play Scrabble?
Yes.
Have you kissed her yet?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Will you bring her to buy something at your studio?
Will I what?
He says, will he bring her to buy his studio? Oh, will he bring her by, and he spelled by, B-U-Y, so it threw me off. But will you bring her by your studio?
Yeah, I hope eventually, yeah.
Tom, what are your
sooner
thoughts
rather
on
than
the,
later?
That would
the
be
TO
a good place
extension.
To consummate the...
all right, Fred.
In the studio?
I don't
yes,
care.
I understand.
That's very romantic.
I know where you're going. Trust me.
I don't know why you have to browbeat the poor kid. He obviously doesn't want to talk about it.
Paul.
Jesus.
Let's see. Mark says, my wife found a Skittle on the sidewalk near our house.
God.
Has Tom been visiting
God.
The UK recently? just a thought, Tom. Did you have the gay dream before you found the Skittle up there? Maybe Mrs. Casale was having a little late night fun while you were sleeping. Great show. At least it is when I can hear it. Keep up the good work.
Wow. Shot. Yeah. Shot at Ferreira.
Shot at Ferreira. Killing Ferreira. You guys all
deserves
right?
Deserves to be killed.
Let's see.
I
Ferreira
was
going to
be
sucks.
All mad at me when I go upstairs.
Of course. No, not when you give him the pizza that's left over.
That's right.
Let's see. Bill, his title says, Eric isn't so smart.
That's true.
He's from Vail. Eric considers himself smarter than most. You ask me, he's an idiot savant without the savant part. First, he knows you guys are going to murder him over most times he opens his mouth, especially Melonhead Andy. Then he tells you he meets some girl from Delaware on his trip to Sandyland, or that he sold all of these paintings. Betcha they end up in the halls of some school for the blind somewhere, or some cheesy decor in the dining room of a nursing home. Wow. If this genius was so freaking smart, don't you think he'd say something like it was a nice trip, saw some pyramids, saw some sand? I think he likes the attention, sorta, like how some people cut themselves to see the blood. Or as I said earlier, he's just an idiot. Wow.
What do you think of that, Fred? Think he likes the attention?
I don't know. I think he might.
Eric, do you like the attention?
Sometimes.
I've heard some talk about Tom Brady having a priority change in his life. What does that mean for the team? How should we take missing some of camp? Should I be nervous that he may not care about winning as much?
Damn right.
I don't think it's a case of him not caring about winning.
I think what when he's talking about priority, I think he's got this baby
he's
now.
He's older. Right.
You know, that whole situation, I think he learned from that. I think he and Giselle are talking about having a family.
Has he talked about priority changes?
Yeah, he did.
Specifically, he
when?
Did.
He mentioned
when?
It.
He doesn't talk to us.
No, he mentioned it in
and
an
I, when I say us, I don't mean PFW. I mean he didn't talk to anybody locally.
It was an article about maybe two months ago in a magazine talking about, you know, having changed, you know, changing priorities in his life.
Well, he's past 30 now. I mean, that happens to everybody. It should happen to everybody. You know, you reach a certain age, you start, you know, it's natural. But, I mean, he's won 3 Super Bowls. It's not like he's never done anything for the team, you know, and he's going off or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I mean, wait till he comes back to camp and starts playing again. I mean, I don't think you're going to see him act like he was in the Super Bowl, where he looked all downtrodden and he was not himself in the Super Bowl.
Is that the type of analysis John Rook has to look forward to? Because you're not going to help him out like that.
Dr. Phil loves me.
That's why I'm telling you, it's not going to happen.
The roadies.
It's not going to happen.
Tom's just hanging out. How you doing, Tom?
All right.
Let's see. Andrew writes in, Patriots Radio is going down with the ship. A show with Brian Lowe. How much lower can we get? Eric with a K with John Rook. That show just went from boring to listening to two gay guys argue about who has better shoes.
You'll get just as many people ripping you on that show. You're all set. Probably.
I bet Eric would like to run around naked getting poked by John Rook's porcupine.
No.
I would rather slam dance butt naked with a porcupine than go through that again.
I might call in later to have a verbal fight with Eric before she leaves, considering I can't physically fight her. Have a great day. Oh, that's so that was the answer
Terry,
that
pulling
call.
A Terry Glenn on me over there.
Wow.
She's
right?
doing good.
She's doing
too bad.
Good.
Who was that, Fred?
That was the Andrew. Guy that wrote
that was,
in.
That was the guy
that
called.
Called in. I didn't realize that.
Which guy that called in?
From Maine. Andrew from Maine.
Oh, okay.
He's 15. You got to talk like
that guy, yeah, okay.
6'4", tight end.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Yeah.
Hoping to be a wide receiver.
Right.
That was Eric.
Hey. Oh.
What?
Dan in Charlottesville, Virginia. Looking forward to actually hearing a coherent discussion for the next 2 hours because Andy and Tom are out today. Tom's back, but he's not talking. Please, let's make it through one podcast without talking about the candy one of you extracted from your anal cavity.
So we can't.
You just brought it up.
Yeah, no.
Plus, we can't play. We have the other guy that ripped us for being boring, right. And now this guy is saying,
I thought our discussion with Dick Dietz was actually a very good one.
Except his name was
Nick
Ritchie.
Fred. Nick Ritchie.
Okay, from thedirty.com.
I'm sure he's just happy that as long as you get that part right.
Right, that's all he cares about.
Fred has a lot of dick on his mind today, apparently.
What?
I think that was highly inappropriate.
Yeah,
I don't know
I really
about you.
Do.
No,
really
he kept mentioning dick like several times in the show already.
He was
already
a catcher
today.
For the Giants.
Where's Laurie?
Moving on. This past Christmas, I received a biography of Bill Belichick, Education of a Coach. I finally got the chance to start reading it last night and made it through the first few chapters. It's a good book so far, but as I was reading it with the knowledge of Spygate in the back of my mind, I couldn't help but think how much of a shame it is that so many people across the country will remember Belichick as a cheat and nothing else. I'm sorry, Paul, for bringing it up again, and I don't want to start talking Spygate.
That's okay.
But I just wanted to comment on how interesting Belichick's education really was, how unfortunate it is that too many people will remember him for the wrong things. He's truly one of the best, most devoted, most passionate coaches that ever lived, and that's how I'll remember him after he's done in the league.
So do I have to go through it again, Gary?
Isn't it his fault, though?
Yeah. No. I mean, that's Roger
Goodell's fault.
The part of it that you don't know is how many different things like that contributed to his preparedness and all these other things that we give him credit for. That's why I do think there is something to the fact you have to have that in the back of your mind if you're not a Patriots fan as to how much of that was legit.
Right. And Dan has a sincere congratulations to you for meeting your woman from Delaware.
Oh, okay.
I believe he actually means it.
All right, I hope so.
He's nice. Let's see, Gino from Clinton, Mass. Says it is a great website, and the question is that he's giving
PFW us... PFWinProgress.com? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, PFWinProgress.com. How do the Cowboys and Jets stay under the cap with all their signings and re-signings? That's his question. Anyone?
I just don't think it's that hard to stay under the cap. The cap has grown by leaps and bounds.
And people have figured out how to do it.
The percentage of increase in the cap this year was enormous. And it's just not that hard. You know, we talked about that last week when we were talking about the CBA, the pending dates coming up, Fred, you know, with the owners opting out. And it's not going to be anywhere near as much of a problem this year heading toward that potential for the uncapped year as it was in 05. I think it was 05. Maybe it was 06. Because the cap is so much bigger, teams aren't up against it. And they don't have to worry about lopping off veterans to make sure they're in compliance.
Okay. Chris from the Bronx just wanted to chime in on the intelligence question. Though there's a difference between intelligence and knowledge, one you're born with, the other you gain, one sign of intelligence is recall, or the ability to call up information when necessary. That would mean I'm not very intelligent. I don't think there's much question Belichick has that, as he seems to be able to name any player or situation in the NFL from the past 40 years. Still, Einstein, come on.
You're talking about Gray, Hanna, Francis, Stingley, Vataha, Sam Cunningham, Grogan, Andy Johnson, Julius Adams, Hunt, Hamilton, Lunsford, Steve Nelson, George Webster, Fox, Haynes. Good coaches, Red Miller.
Wow.
Ebola, Raleigh Dodge, Fairbanks. I mean, go right down the line.
Ask him what he had for breakfast. Well, I don't know.
Why don't you guys take an intelligence test? I'd love to see Eric's score. And he gives us a website. It's called iqtest.com/prep.html.
Somebody actually wrote in a few weeks ago saying we should all take the Wunderlich. It was during the draft.
We have. Remember?
You have? Yeah. How'd you do? Not well.
What did I get? A 38.
We
I
all
think.
Did fairly well.
We all got in the 30s, I think.
What is it? 50 is the top score?
Yeah. I only got one wrong.
How'd you get a 38? I wasn't here at the time.
Everyone I answered, I got right except for one. You know, you only have 12 minutes.
You have 50
questions
didn't finish
in 12 minutes.
Every one of them
I answered, I got one wrong.
Oh, I see what you're
and
saying.
And I'm pretty sure that I circled the wrong thing.
So you had like 12 that you didn't get to do?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, it might have been 36 or something like that. I think, I can't remember. Somebody, did Crizzoli get the best score?
No, Andy did.
Oh, Andy, no, that's
get the
right.
Hell
no,
out of here. Andy
Monster, you're right, Fred. Monster Squash got the best score. He did.
Wow.
I chalked that up to that. He was the closest to have been in school.
Uh-huh.
I did a Google search. This is Brian from Aspen on Rook, and the link brought me to a picture of him. First off, no way that guy is banging hot chicks south of the border. Second, he looks like Lumpy from Leave It to Beaver. How about a show named Lumpy and Squared MC? What is MC? Squared MC. I don't know. Your conversation this morning has got me thinking about the main difference between Tom and Eric. Eric compares himself to Einstein because he can think outside the box, and that's all Tom can think about. And that, my friends, is what makes Tom the most popular host on the show.
The squared MC, Fred, might be a reference to Einstein.
E equals MC squared.
E equals MC squared?
Yeah, E, because I'm Eric. E equals MC squared. That might be where he's going with that. I'm just throwing that out there. Fred's not happy.
Gary from Windham.
Didn't like it at all.
No.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's not going to fly.
And let's not have a whole show on coming up with names for the... Because I think we
got
it. Yeah,
because the show's not really going to happen.
It's checkmate.
So it's not going to happen.
I like checkmate. I like it.
It's okay. It's all moot anyway.
You can't have a name that you have to explain.
Yeah. And it's not
it's happen. Very funny, but you have to explain
right.
it.
Right. Look at that. Look.
Gary from Wyndham, Connecticut. If Matt Cassel is released this year, do you think anyone will pick him up?
In PFW in progress.
Well, I would make the first run at him, but yeah, I mean, someone will.
Yeah.
Someone will pick him up, and I don't think he'll ever. I think Thomas made the comment like you'll never hear from him again, and I kind of agree with that. I don't think he'll have, you know, 2 years as a starter and flame out. I don't think he'll ever be a starter.
I know all the old hype behind Ty Law coming to the Pats, then nothing. Do you think they may yet bring him back to compete for a spot, or has he burned his bridges?
He has not burned any bridges.
I think he's burned the bridges, but, you know.
I think he wants about $6 million, and they're not going to give it to him.
And they have 95 defensive backs on the team right now. I mean.
Yeah, but they don't have anybody that's.
Yeah,
you know,
I know. But we've had this argument already before.
It's money. It's strictly a money thing. If he was willing to come in and take $1 million or something like that, or incentive-laden deal, he'd have been signed 2 months ago.
I'd rather see them spend the time trying to develop one of these younger guys into the next Ty Law, the next Asante Samuel, instead of...
Well, you can still do that.
Well, I mean, you still have Terrence Wheatley,
yeah,
you know, for that.
I know. But, I mean, if you got Ty starting on one side and, you know, Bryant or whoever, Hobbs on the other side...
It's about winning. It's not about just developing guys for the future. You have to put your team in the best situation to win now.
I understand.
And I think that you have a guy like Wheatley around to develop, and, you know, who knows who else. You know, Will Height was drafted a couple rounds later. We weren't as high on him, obviously. But Mike Richardson's a guy who's been around for a year in the system. Who knows? Maybe they get something out of him.
You
I think
play
they,
your best player.
They have some young guys that they can look toward the future with, but I would like to see another older guy that you can rely on being in the right spot when he's supposed to be. And I think Ty Law would be a good candidate for that. And plus, I just think the guy's – big game resume speaks for itself. I'd feel better in the playoffs with a guy like him out there as the nickelback than I would, you know, relying on a kid who I'm not sure how he's going to react to his first situation.
As a nickel, not as a starter on the edges.
No, but they have Fernando Bryant and Ellis Hobbs for that.
That's okay. That's what I'm saying.
Ty Law today is better than Ellis Hobbs. I don't really know how you could argue against that, but Ty Law is still a good player, even though he's 110 years old.
Yeah, I think the argument would be he's older, slower, and, you know, a little bit fatter, maybe.
And Seve.
Kind of like, well, no, I won't go there.
And finally, the emailer wants
That's
to know,
wrong.
what do we think the chances of Junior coming back this year?
50-50.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's interest there. You know, there was reports that he was coming for a physical a while ago. I mean, even if he didn't come yet to have a physical...
Right.
Obviously, the fact that there was talk about that tells you there's interest. I mean, I would say you'll know closer to training camp.
I would
like
think
Belichick
it's all tied
about.
To how good they think Victor Hobson is.
I think it's all tied to how healthy he is.
Yeah.
And that they're waiting as long as they can to see how healthy he
but
is.
But don't you think if they see, you know, what they want to see in Mayo and they see Hobson's going to, you know.
But how are they going to make that determination for Mayo?
Yeah.
Mayo's not going to start, but I think that if, you know, he gets into training camp and they're seeing, okay, this guy's going to get it eventually.
Oh, but I'm saying, yeah. I mean, by training camp, you know.
Well, that's when Sale would probably come back if he came back.
It's the argument Paul just made for Ty Law. You have that older guy who you know what he can do, and he's been in the system now.
You got Victor Hobson.
Yeah, but he's brand new to the system. Sale will have 2 years already.
He knows Belichick. They know each other.
You have Victor. Did you hear that, Tom? You have Victor Hobson. I mean, I think Victor Hobson's an excellent signer.
How many old linebackers do you need?
He's an excellent signer. I'm not arguing against Victor Hobson, but you just said you don't need Junior Seau because you have Victor Hobson.
That's correct.
There's
Are
a
you
chance
kidding
that
me?
Hobson could get cut before. I mean, I don't think he would, but it's not like he secured even a spot on the team.
No,
yet.
But I think once they see that he can, I don't think they'll need Seau.
All right.
I don't think they'll bring back Seau.
Well, I don't think it's going to have anything to do with Victor Hobson if they don't bring him back. It's going to have to do with his shoulder.
Todd from Nova Scotia, James from Maine, and Dan from Fairfax all want to wish Tom the best.
Thanks.
Speedy recovery. So
as do we.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
I did.
Kamani is mad.
You said royal we.
You said we.
I was using the royal we.
That's typical you. You think you speak for everybody.
Kamani's mad because Eric won't tell us if he kissed his girlfriend.
Well, he can stay mad then.
He does have a way of finding these things out, though.
No, he doesn't.
He'll talk to you when you get home tonight.
He knew where your studio was.
Because I have it on my website, Fred. It doesn't take a genius to find that.
Oh. You put it on your website?
Yes. I have a news section on my website.
Do you have personal blogs on there and stuff?
I have a blog for my business, yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's built into the website.
Did you talk
now,
about...
when you say business, that somewhat implies that
transactions
there, there,
have
there
taken
are monetary
place.
Transactions yes, yes. that have taken place.
I have to treat it as such okay. for tax purposes.
Okay. You must get buried in taxes every year, huh?
Do you have an accountant?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
What does he look at you every year and go, what do you need me for?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Iggy from Madrid, it's a very obvious question, but I do not understand why there is a list of inactive players in game day. If you had all 53 guys healthy enough, why not allow all of them to play?
It's a good question.
And the answer, Paul?
If I had a spare 45 minutes, I could read you a Belichick transcript when he goes through that whole thing. Basically, it's a way that to not necessarily have to put everybody on injury reserve that gets that's not available. And I think that they feel if you had 53 players active and that was the only people on your roster, say you had three guys banged up, now you're going into a game with less than the other team potentially. So rather than expand the roster, they go with 45, and that allows you to have eight guys hurt and still be on par with the other team, even if the other team is 100% healthy.
Right. And again, that's a league rule. The 45 yes. teams are allowed to activate 45. That's a league rule.
But
that's,
there's a lot of other things that Bill talks about, you know, in great detail when he talks about that stuff. And you know, I think the gist of it is basically that, though. I mean, this way, you're not at a disadvantage if you have to go into a game with less players than the other team.
Right.
You have to sign additional guys right. to in order to, you know, if one team is fully healthy and the other team's missing four guys, then you're shorthanded.
Eric writes in, is there anything that you saw in passing camp last week that was a sign of encouragement from the rookies and the new roster additions? The only thing I heard on the news was Tom Brady passed a long bomb to Moss and Mayo looked ready to start training camp. Do you think Chad Jackson will ever have much of a role this year as a wide receiver, or is he a bust? So what was the encouraging signs from training camp, passing camp last week?
Well, last week was I think the one he's referring to is the week before.
Yeah, I didn't really see anything in terms of...
Last week was only 36 players. Most of them were the new guys and the rookies.
And I didn't really see anything to get overly excited about, nor did I see anything you know, to be discouraged in any way about. Chad Jackson, I believe, will be... inside track to start.
Be the number two guy.
He'll be on the outside opposite Moss, I think. That's what I think they're going to open training camp that way, and we'll see if he wins or loses the job from there. But I think it's going to be his to lose.
I agree with that.
Dave from the Philippines writes in, I was just reading the Ask PFW column, and I was wondering what sort of uniform you wear on the show. I thought the show was more casual, but then I read the following. Quote, clearly uniformed observers. That would be me, unquote. So Andy apparently misspelled
uninformed.
Yeah. And Dave is taking it literally.
I'm pretty sure he corrected that.
Yeah.
Already.
He goes, I guess I was uninformed about the show's dress code. So we do wear a uniform.
Paul's got his Patriots gear on today, actually.
Paul has
I'm a big fan.
Paul hasn't
unlike
taken
the rest
that
of
off
the people on this
for a
show.
Long time. That's your Friday. That's your new uniform, Patriots logoed
golf shirt,
swag.
Polo shirt. Yep.
Tom's got his bodybuilding shirt on. It's a nice shirt.
Eric, what is wrong with
you? Now, did you get that shirt from Egypt, Eric?
No,
the
sir.
Striped shirt.
No, sir.
Did you buy any clothes from Egypt?
No. Actually, that's not true. There was a. No,
again,
I'm not gonna go
yes
in.
Or no is the answer.
Yes.
Can't.
Christ.
Yes.
Can't do it. Yeah. He can't do it. He can't.
Why can't you?
Yes, fine, yes, yes.
So you
it.
Did buy clothes.
I bought one piece of clothing, yes.
It was a thong, wasn't it?
No.
No?
No.
Did you buy any souvenirs?
Yeah, I got a couple. I got one hanging in my cube.
What was it?
It's a pewter hieroglyphic.
Okay.
The symbol of, it was the key of life, the Egyptian key of life. All it's right. like a cross with like
what's
a little
it called
rounded
there?
Top. Ankh, Ankh, A-N-K-H, the Ankh. Ankh.
That's the one that... Ferreira wanted, but
Chris
he,
has real ones.
He scoffed at that one because it wasn't real.
Right. Well, he wants a real one. And by real, we mean one that was actually used by the Egyptians
right.
3,000 years
yeah,
ago,
so
which he says he can get on eBay, which is ridiculous.
Right. The, you know, the Museum of History are looking for them. But yeah. Meanwhile, they haven't bothered to look at eBay right. because that's where they all are. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We will see you Thursday, and he'll be back. Tom may not be. But
I doubt it.
But we'll be thinking of him, and we'll be seeing you on Thursday.